giant tarantula is born in the lab of Dr. Spinetti. The mom and the dad were average size, but this guy's 8 feet high already. He soon outgrows his backyard pen and busts out onto the street. Spinetti reels, some power lines go down the rolling hills of Tuscany at his feet. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the Hotel Kafka. Gina waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula in the piazza. The tarantula wreaks havoc in the vineyard of Di Rienzo. He prefers the darker grapes, but that's not all he's into. He digs and crawls beneath the earth by drawings of ancient cave dwellers. He rolls a barrel with his hairy legs, sips Chianti in the cool wine cellar. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the fountain on the square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the Hotel Kafka. Gina waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula in the piazza. Violet light from somewhere and smoke drifting through its haze. An aria echoes across the night as the tarantula tries to find his way. A cat steps across the cobblestone, her eyes now open wide. An insurance agent in the shadows is turning to take his cigarette inside. Not jelly bones on the old idyllic town. Everyone's avoiding the tarantula, except an out-of-work Fellini-esque beat-up circus clown. And oh yeah, then there's Gina. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the Hotel Kafka. Gina waves a tear from her eye for the tarantula in the piazza. The tarantula in the piazza.